What if the greatest folly is not ignorance, but exchanging the glory of the incorruptible God for the fleeting wisdom and idols of this age? Are personal and societal futile speculations darkening hearts today? And where might God be calling for a return to humble submission to His Word rather than man's opinion? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington, and I am so glad you are here. We're in a series called The Wrath of God, and I hope you're enjoying it. If you do, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, and if you are in that Washington Defender huddle, place it in your app. It really does help us to help the algorithms and get the word out, because what we're doing here is we are stewarding the public square in such a way where we go to the Word of God on our drive into work, our time together, and we allow it to change our hearts, so we change our mindset, so we change our policy, we change our communities, and so on and so forth. So it's just a great time to get into God's Word together and pray together. And I hope that you have been enjoying it. Also, if you're not a financial partner with FPIW, I want to encourage you to do that as well. $5 a month, $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever it is. It really does help us to create great content like this. So dive into that as well. So let's get into our scriptures for today. It's the wrath of God. And I was thinking of Mr. T. Are you a fool? From Romans 1:20 through 23. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. And a couple days ago, we talked about that we have no excuse. We can see it in creation. For even though they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or give thanks to Him. But here's what they did. They became futile in their speculations. And I look at this and I'm like, you know, that is what we are today. We're futile in our speculations and foolish in our hearts. And their foolish heart was darkened. Think about that for a minute. So have you ever thought about the relationship between speculating, futile speculation, and a darkened heart? I don't know about you, but I'm looking in the public square today and I'm just seeing so much futile speculations, and our hearts are becoming way more foolish and mean way more dark than they ever have been. You know, I was thinking of how Charlie Kirk was just recently assassinated and how so many have become futile in their speculations. What could have changed had that young man who shot Charlie in the throat had a fear of God, that he will stand before God on judgment day? What would change if we didn't speculate, but we listened to the Word of God and lived it out on a daily basis? What would change if we simply took God at His word? What would change? And I just see this all around us, that somehow we have become foolish in our speculations, that we can live contrary to the ways of God, live contrary to what God has ordained for all of humanity, and somehow we believe that we still can be blessed in those moments. But what ends up happening is our heart becomes darker and darker and darker, that the glory of the Lord that shone on our heart to bring us to Christ and to transform us in Christ somehow is becoming almost obsolete within the public square. It gets worse. Professing to be wise, they became fools. Have you noticed that some of the people who are, quote, wise with their doctorate programs, they're absolutely fools? Now, when I say fools, it's very foolish to think that you know more than God. It's very foolish to think that somehow you are smarter than God. It's very foolish to think that God says, I created the heavens and the earth. I created all that's in it in 7 days. And yet you think somehow, because of some way that you have measured carbon or some way that you have done something that scientifically that you know more than God. I think you probably should read the book of Job and let God's questions to Job resonate within your heart. Where were you when I created the heavens and earth? Where were you when I made that cow or that sheep give a baby cow or a calf? That's the word I was looking for. Where were you when I made the deer and all of creation? Where were you? And the answer to those rhetorical questions that God was asking Job is very simply this: we were nothing. God is everything. And professing to be wise, they became fools. Are you a fool? I'm serious. Are you a fool? Have you gone to foolish speculation, darkening your heart in such a way that you think that possibly you're smarter than God? See, I told you it was going to be a hard one today, because there's an element of us that prior to surrendering to Christ, we were all fools. We speculated. I know for myself, with alcohol, I speculated that I could get away with my sinful behavior and that God would forgive me. And it was the most foolish, I'd probably go even to the extent of saying stupid, thing I ever thought of. Now think about that. Today, as you enter into that public space, are you being a fool? Are you futile in your speculations about God? Do you exchange the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man? Have you taken an element of God that is to be honored and glorified? And have you said, Lord, you are this, but you know, I know this about you, that you are holy, and I'm going to set that aside and exchange it for something like a man, something that is corruptible, birds and four-footed animals and crawling creatures? Are you going to take man's opinion today as more valuable, as more important than the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? That's the question. Have you exchanged the glory of incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man? Kind of reminds me of yesterday on idolatry, doesn't it? You know, let me just give you some practical applications of that. If God is your provider, right, you do all your hard work and you do your work as heartily as unto the Lord. That's why we work as unto the Lord. Everything that we do, if you're a CPA, if you're a janitor, if you're the garbage man, if whatever you are, you're not doing it for whoever's in front of you. You're doing that as unto the Lord. But have you exchanged that God is your boss and your provider for something else that's corruptible? Have you exchanged the very idea that you're thinking, well, government will save me, or government will bail me out, or government will do this, or government will protect? No, God is your protector. God is the one who will save you. God is the one who will bail you out. God is the one who will redeem you. God is the one who will justify you and set you on that rock of Christ Jesus. Nothing else. Don't exchange some hideous thing for the glory of the incorruptible God. You have the glory of the incorruptible God. He's written his laws upon your heart. We're going to see that. Don't exchange it. Today is the day of salvation. Turn to the living God. He loves you so very much that he died on the cross, and we don't want to exchange it. Because why? Those who exchange the glory of the incorruptible God for something made by man will experience the wrath of God. You say, are you threatening me? No. God's already written. He says, the wrath of God is against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. For that which is known about God is evident within them, for God has made it evident to them. Those were the verses just above this. And he says, your futile speculations, your darkened heart, your false wisdom has made you a fool. And not only that, you've taken what is meant to glorify God, the incorruptible God, and you've started worshiping a corruptible man. That can't be any human being. Only praise and glory to Almighty God. So what's our public square application today? Very simple. We will not be people who enter into futile speculation. We're not. We're not going to do it. We're going to listen to the word of God. We're not going to become fools in our heart and let our heart get darker. We're going to let the word of God illuminate our hearts today. You walk in that public space. The word of God is set into your heart by the Holy Spirit. You are not a futile speculations. You are walking in the truth of God's word. You are going to be wise because of the word of God dwelling in you, and you're not going to be a fool. You're going to be a humble servant to Almighty God. You will live for the glory of God today. There's going to be so many opportunities as you walk in the things of God, because the unrighteous experience the wrath of God. So what do the righteous experience? The blessings, the love, the joy, the peace, the understanding, the foundation of Almighty God. He loves you so, so very much. He cares about you so much. I am pleading with you. They may sound smart, but to God, they sound stupid. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I just pray that we will not give in to the futile speculations of this world, but we would hold fast to you, the one and only living, true, uncorruptible, unwavering, all-knowing God. We hold to you. Enlighten our hearts today. Illuminate our hearts today with your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend in advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach. But you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.